Hundreds of South Anchorage High School students stayed home from school today because of violent threats from a fellow student. Today is the 12th anniversary of the Columbine High School shooting. Earlier this month, a student circulated rap song lyrics that graphically described carrying out a deadly massacre at South Anchorage High. Anchorage School District Superintendent Carol Como says as soon as the school learned about the song, the boy was placed on a 45-day suspension. The district is now recommending he be expelled. Como says it's not unusual to have these types of threats around the Columbine anniversary.
In April, the week before and the week of Columbine's anniversary, there seems to be a heightened awareness of that anniversary, and a lot of it's in the media, and a lot of it has to do with this copycat idea, but nothing has ever happened.
The school had an increased police presence in the building today. The mother of one boy who was singled out in the song lyrics circulated an email yesterday expressing concern that the student who wrote the song isn't locked up at the McLaughlin Youth Center. Lisa Connors also says her son has been targeted by the student all year long. She says she wishes the school district had taken action sooner.
My son has verbally been threatened by this boy all year long, and just terrified. My son's grades have plummeted as a result. He's been a very high-achieving student, a gifted student, and has had very big issues at school as a result of this.
Connor says her son traveled out of state because he was so traumatized by the incident. Como says the police investigated the incident, but the student who wrote the lyrics is still at home with his parents. Como says she understands the family's concerns.
We're taking this very seriously. We very much are concerned for the boy who's feeling so afraid to come to school. We want to work with him and his family to help support him, to get him back in school so that he's able to focus on his learning again and finish the year in a much better situation than he is right now. I feel terrible that his parents felt he needed to leave the school for a while and get completely away from it.
The school district is holding a meeting for parents and students on Friday. Como wants to make sure they feel their kids are safe at the school. She says, since the Columbine school shooting, the district has had extraordinary support from the Anchorage Police Department whenever students make threats against classmates or teachers.